This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. After pressure and protests from Norway, Facebook has reversed a decision to delete posts containing a famous Vietnam War photo of a girl fleeing napalm bombs. This fall, nine states are voting on marijuana-related ballot measures. Five of those nine measures, including one in California, would legalize full recreational use. The average pension in a privatized system in Chile is now only $315 per month. Homicides have risen in 25 of the nation's 100 largest cities, with more than half of the increase from just seven cities: Baltimore, Chicago, Cleveland, Houston, Milwaukee, Nashville, and Washington. Economists have found that a forced grade curve limiting the number of top grades is in fact a disincentive for students to study. Researchers have found that people who choose time over money are reportedly being happier on a statistical basis and more satisfied with life than the people who choose money. Just 9.8% of adolescents aged 12 to 17 report using alcohol in 2015, down from 17.6% in 2002. On smoking, only about 20% of that age group in 2014 now says they have smoked, down from 32% in 2002. Indigenous people in Argentina are now organizing for recognition. Hillary Clinton left ceremonies in New York with dehydration and pneumonia, increasing calls for more information on her health records. The 280 tribes that have gathered in the Sacred Stone Camp in North Dakota protesting the Billman oil pipeline that would affect water on the Standing Rock Sioux lands may be the largest and most diverse tribal action in over 100 years. A new group called VoteCaster, founded by data scientists, is saying that it will announce early voting results in seven states this fall without waiting for polls to close. Unions, the social services community, and some opposition parties in Ireland are saying, collect the taxes from Apple. We need the money, even as the government appeals a $13 billion decision by the EU requiring collection. GM is going to introduce eye tracking on its Cadillac CTS sedan that will give driver alerts if he seems to be dozing off or not watching the road. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.